just really don't have any update for you on the pup guys. So it won't happen this week.
Mike, what did it say to you that Jolly, who dropped, had a little bit of the ankle yesterday, was right back in there today?
What does it say?
Yeah, what does it say about him? And
Johnny Jolly's, had the ankle injury yesterday. But, Johnny's always been a tough guy. He's always practiced hurt. And, that was no surprise to anybody. So, that's a part of what makes him, unique football player. And obviously with the opportunity he has, I'm sure he's going to take full advantage of it.
Would you say that right tackle is wide open, or is it Marshall's to lose, or how do you look at that?
Well, Marshall's been running with the ones. So I think it's like any position. People that need to earn it, they need to take it. And, Marshall needs to earn it. And the other players that, David and Don need to earn it. So, it's going to take some time, and we're just getting started.
Three days in with Pat's, and I'm like, was there any kind of a sag at all? I know the blitz period, there was a couple balls on the ground.
Yeah, I didn't like the balls on the ground. I thought it totally, disrupts practice. For as much as we spend on ball security, I mean, we stayed out on the field afterwards and had the whole team handle the football afterwards. The pitch between BJ and James Starks. I don't think I've ever seen something like that. I thought it was careless, sloppy, and what happens is it overshadows all the positive work that went on out there, because we had some very good red zone work today. Had a very schematically challenging goal line period and things like that. So when we watch the tape, there's going to be a lot of excellent film. But when you got the ball on the ground four times, it obviously puts a huge dent into the performance, because that's how you lose games.
Mike, is Don struggling at all? He's had a couple bad center exchanges and a couple of shotgun.
Well, Don Barkley, I think, is obvious. I mean, it's new to him, and the shotgun is, I want to say three out of the four that off the top of my head have been the issue. And the one, the first one was what a very wide outside zone run play, which is difficult for the center. It's probably the toughest snap that he has. So, it's time to start improving. And like I said, when the ball's on the ground that much, it's very disruptive to the practice. And also, that's how you lose football games.
Mike, the NFL Network got on its crawl that Teron was going to get a second opinion on his knee. Is that the case? And is there?
It may be, really. Those types of things, with the medical conversations between the player and our medical staff are of private nature, so I don't know where that came from. I'm not part of those discussions. So players are encouraged to get second opinions if they feel necessary. And, our medical staff, particularly Dr. McKenzie, he has an excellent relationship with our players. And I think it's like anything. More information is probably good.
I guess my question was more, is it more of a concern than you first thought, or you still feel okay that it's just
I feel okay with the initial evaluation, yes.
How do you see your kicking battle shaping up?
I thought they both kicked a lot better today. I mean, I thought obviously Mason kicked with excellent accuracy, but the height of the football is where it needs to be. And I thought Sergio made his kicks, and but he doesn't have quite the lift that Mason has. So it's going to be a good battle, and we're going to feature those guys family night like we did years ago with Mason and Dave. So we'll have a very similar format.
Mike, with Moses and Palmer being down, what have you thought of the job that Savage and Malumba have done with theirs?
I really liked it. The whole young outside linebacker group. They have length. They're definitely the right personality. It's new. It's very new, particularly for Savage, and Malumba's picked it up. Pretty seamless. I've been impressed with that. So I really like the work they're doing. And really want to see him, take a bigger step in special teams.
Where do things stand in the recovery for Sean Richardson and what he has going on?
Sean Richardson is really at the point where all the opinions of the doctors now have to weigh in a final decision needs to be made. So it's a timely process, and we're in the middle of it.
Drops an area where Randall Cobb could improve this summer. Get a couple out there today.
I think Randall Cobb catches the football very well. if they drop a ball, I don't look at it as a concern. But it's something we spend a lot of time on. So we need to catch the football better. You never catch it well enough. I've never been part of a perimeter group that accepts anything less than 100%. You know, and that's what we're striving for. But as far as Randall Cobb's evaluation of catching the football, he has very good hands.
Mike, where do you think the competition right now at safety is in terms of Jerron and MVP?
Well, I think the safety position, I don't think it's as clean as that. You know, obviously when you play a number of different sub-personnel groups, there's more opportunities, whether it's the dime, the safety position, and how we interchange them. But, you know, I really like the growth of both MD and McMillan. You're two young players that we talk about that step in the second year, and I know it's MD's third year, but they've both have made a huge, huge step to communication, physically what they've been able to do in the strength and conditioning. They're different players physically today than they were this time last year, and a lot more comfortable. And you're seeing that translate into playmaking ability. So I'm glad we got both those two young guys back there.
Mike, are you seeing an upgrade in Morgan Burnett's play and the way he's going about his business?
Absolutely. I think Morgan Burnett not only an upgrade in his play, just is the upgrade in his exertion of leadership and command in the back end, which is critical in our defense. So. This is the Morgan Burnett that we know, and I think it's now just being expressed a little more openly to everybody else. So he's doing exactly what he needs to do.
On offense, how do you improve the running game at the second level? Is that downfield blocking, better decisions by the ball carrier? How do you accomplish that?
It's all those. I mean, anytime when there's a first level and a second level, you know, as far as the way I look at the run blocking and the running of the other runner. So, you know, the ability to make the right decision, run through the right hole, hug the double team, you know, set the second level because, you know, it's easy math. You have 11, they got 11, your quarterback's hand off the ball, so it's 11 on 10. There's going to be one free guy. So the ability to create an apex for the runner and then for the runner to attack the point of that apex, square that defender up and make a miss, that's where the big runs come from. So that's something that we practice all the time in our yak and tack drills. You know, it's something that we simulate in our fundamentals and run game, and it's something that we continue to train and look for those opportunities in the team run and play action. I think Eddie Lacy and Jonathan, the two younger guys, have done a very good job of that. I'd have to say them two have been the most productive second level players as far as their ability, the running instincts, and to the ability to challenge the free hat. And then the part of that as far as in tune with the run blocking unit is the perimeter group. Our perimeter group is blocking better than it has been. So it's an emphasis, and we're off to a good start. I like the way it looks.
Mike, how do you assess your goal line when you're doing that? It looks like your running backs are powering into the end zone strong, but the defense can't really.
It's really an offensive tilted period. The defense was, you know, as far as playing their goal line technique, we were in a thud mentality. For them to play the true goal line technique, it'd have to be live. So that drill is definitely tilted towards the offense, and I think it was part of the result of, you know, the way it turned out.
Mike, any added benefit at all as far as having the real NFL referees out there today?
Say that was the first part?
Anything to benefit at all of having the real
NFL? Oh, absolutely. I think it's great when the NFL referees come in. It's the interactive part between our coaching staff and more importantly, the players. I mean, it's very important for our players to get to know those guys. Not that they're going to give them a call or anything like that, but they go to the meetings and talk about things. I think, you know, it's continuing education. We have a segment in our team meetings almost just about every night. It's called game education, and we address a role. You know, last night we talked about offensive holding. Night before, you know, you talk about the crown of the helmet. So, I mean, we're doing it as a coaching staff, but now to have the officials come in and interact, not only just on the field, but in the meetings, and then we'll have our NFL presentation to the team tomorrow. So they'll work three practices. We'll have three opportunities for them to be in our meetings, and then we'll have the NFL presentation. So it's to me, it's very beneficial to the clubs when these officials come in. These press conferences are only 20 minutes long, so I think the, you know, the NFL office does a very good job, and I think the new direction that they've gone, as far as just the way the spring meetings went with the coaches, I thought was much better than it's been in the past. So I think the network of communication has definitely improved. You know, their plan of how they're going about educating their officials and what they're doing with, you know, with their, the added group that they're having there. So I think the whole landscape of officiating, you know, the accountability all the way through is better today than it was this time last year. So, you know, any time we have an opportunity to interact with that, it's very important to take advantage of it, because, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing. I mean, they want to make the right calls, and we want to make sure we're coaching our guys the right way, and because, you know, you don't want to be talking about this on Sundays.
Mike, you said you worked on ball handling afterwards. What did you do? I did not see
that. Well, I mean, every coach has different ball drills for his segment, and, you know, frankly, the offensive line worked on shotgun snaps. So TJ Lang was clearly the best imitator of the quarterback that I saw out there. So, but just, you know, it's, you got to handle the football. I mean, you got to take care of the football. It's the most important part of our game. It's clearly, to me, you know, the number one fundamental. You know, you talk about blocking, tackling, and ball security. It's something you have to work on every single day. We have periods are named after that. So, and today is, you know, that's not what you want. And it's not just a reflection of just when the offense puts it on the ground. It's a reflection of the whole team, because when the ball is taken away, you know, when our defense has a takeaway, it benefits the whole team. When we give it away, obviously, it affects the whole football team. So something we always emphasize every single day.
Mike, you move to a night practice tomorrow. You talk about the second body
now? Well, it's really transitioning into family night, and frankly, to get an opportunity to work under the lights. So with, you know, the AM practices, we talked, you know, throughout the week, why we switched this format, and I think it's worked. The weather has cooperated. So our fatigue injuries are down. Tomorrow night and family night will be, is clearly the highest stress point of training camp. So we're right into the meat of the stress point for the football team. So, so with that, the players will be off tonight. They'll come in later tomorrow. We'll spend the afternoon meetings not only installing for the night practice, but also meeting with the officials, like I said earlier. And then we'll come back Saturday morning, and we'll evaluate Friday night's practice, and we'll get them ready for family night.